Captain Jeffrey Curtis tells the city of Ludington the Badger is leaving the port with a blast of the horn. He then gives orders to the boiler room crew with a bell and talks to the helmsman at the wheel. The bell is connected to a communication device called a Chadburn. He says the Badger, which has been sailing since 1953, is the only ship on the Great Lakes that still uses one.
We are still working as if we were in mid-century here. So we have engine order telegraphs to communicate our needs to the engineers down in the engine room.
The pilot house has a lot more brass and fewer computers than more modern ships, and it harkens back to when 7 railroad car ferries operated out of Ludington. Nostalgia is part of the lure for former Michigander Bryce Goddard of Cleveland, Tennessee. She braved a chilly but sunny morning to sit out on the deck and watch the Michigan shoreline fade away.
I keep waiting for this shoreline to disappear, but it just lasts forever. Which I'm glad of. That's my last view of Michigan for a long time, probably, but it's gorgeous.
Oh, 63 and 33. And 33.
Inside, passengers play bingo, watch a movie or TV, take a nap, read a book, or use the Wi-Fi. The crowd is kind of thin on this trip, but when schools let out, the arcade and playroom will be full. David Flaspoler of Hancock likes the smell of the ship.
I think it's the coal boilers or something. There's a certain smell that the ship has. It must be something about the mechanism of the ship or the lubricants or whatever it is they use in these old boats.
This trip almost wasn't possible. After decades of letting the Badger dump coal ash straight into the lake, the Environmental Protection Agency issued an ultimatum. Clean up your act or be grounded for good. Finally, this off-season, the boat's owner, Lake Michigan Car Ferry, installed a $2 million solution. It's a set of blue pipes that convey coal ash from the boiler room into metal bins. It collects a pickup truck bed's worth of ash each trip, or 500 tons per year. And once a week, the ash gets trucked to Charlevoix for use in cement products. Badger engineer Chuck Cart helped squeeze the system between the car lanes.
We don't have a lot of space here. So we needed to design a bin that would fit in the space that we weren't using to haul cars and trucks.
The boat trip is only 3 to 5 hours shorter than a drive around the lake, and there are faster ferries crossing the lake. But that's not the point, says Mary Lou Deutsch of Traverse City.
Life isn't for going fast. Life is for enjoying the ride, and this has been delightful.
The ship drops anchor in Manitowoc and passengers prepare to disembark, looking more rested than if they'd driven around the lake. And now that the Badger runs a bit greener, the experience of a leisurely ride across Lake Michigan is no longer a guilty pleasure. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Tom Carr.